Hi there, Mr. Norman. Thank you so much for taking my call. How's it going? What? Is there something wrong? Oh, come on, silly. There's nothing wrong about Skyping with your friend's 12-year-old daughter. Well, the reason I called is I wanted to thank you for the present you gave me the other day. What's with my trench coat? Nothing. Don't worry about it right now. So did you enjoy yourself at my birthday party? Yay! I'm glad to hear it. I know you don't have kids, but I really wanted you to come. No, for real, Mr. Norman. I specifically asked my father to invite you. I told him he needs someone cool to hang out with in the backyard and have some beers with instead of being stuck with all those lame older people. Yes, seriously, all of his friends, you're my favorite. Why? Well, because you're just so big and strong and hot. Oh, come on, Mr. Norman. You know what you are? Plus, you have a dangerous dark vibe under that friendly surface of yours. It's really, really sexy. Bad boys? No, Mr. Norman, I don't like bad boys. I like bad men. Me? Did I have fun? So quick to change the subject? Yeah, of course I did. So much fun. I've always wanted to have a pool party. I'm super happy my parents finally let me wear a bikini too. I think they were kind of pissed when they saw how skimpy it was, but I didn't care. I got to frolic around all wet, practically naked in front of you. You know, I picked out it for you, Mr. Norman. Did you like that? Did you like that tight, tiny bikini on my tight, tiny body? Oh, you did? I saw the way you were looking at me, like you wanted to rip it off of my body, like you were a grisly, seasoned predator, and I was your innocent, defenseless prey. Well, maybe not that innocent, am I, Mr. Norman? Anyways, that's why I kept asking you to take pictures of me on your phone. I bet you still have those pictures, too. I bet you did naughty, naughty things with those pictures. I bet you, the second you got home, you were jerking your huge adult cock to those pictures. All that skin exposed. My glistening, skinny, undeveloped preteen body. The sun reflecting off my braces as I smile seductively at you. Now about this trench coat. We can get rid of it. Start recording, Mr. Norman. You're gonna love what I have underneath. It's my new schoolgirl outfit. I was thrilled to start sixth grade because the junior high had uniforms. I made a few changes for you. Do you like how I tried to pull my shirt to reveal my toned little belly? Oh God, Mr. Norman, I bet you could wrap those large burly hands around my tiny waist and your fingers would touch. What? Of course I'm not wearing a bra. Duh, what's the point? I haven't grown any tits yet. I can't even fill out a training bra. That's why you can see my rock-hard nipples through this sheer top that clings to my bony, flat chest. How about this plaid skirt? My petite, narrow, young ass hanging out the bottom? Yeah, no panties either. I never wear a skirt this short and have panties on. Not when I'm talking to you. Look at my child pussy, Mr. Norman. My sweet, fresh, bald, 12-year-old child pussy. It's dripping onto my inner thighs, down the big gap between my young stick figure legs. It smells so good. This is what you do to me, Mr. Norman. You make my underage child pussy so wet you can taste it in the air. No, I'm not teasing you, and don't call me jailbait. I'm not even old enough to be jailbait. Let's cut the bullshit already, Mr. Norman. I can see that gigantic bulge in your pants. I know you want to do terrible illegal things to me, and a real man like you gets what he wants, because he takes what he wants. He doesn't care if it's his friends find out, or what felonies he'll be committing, or destroying a little underage girl's innocence. It's pretty fucking clear that I want the same thing. I want you to be my daddy. But not a regular daddy, a bad daddy. A nasty, perverted daddy, a pedophile daddy, a child rapist daddy. You don't have to worry. I'll never tell a soul. I told you. I want this. So please, Mr. Norman, can I call you daddy? Fuck yes. Come on, daddy. Violate the sixth grader holes. Yes, every hole. Every fucking hole is yours, daddy. Every inch of my 4'8", 70-pound, 12-year-old body is yours to molest, to abuse, to fucking rape. What, daddy? You want me to prove how bad I want you to rape me? Beg? You want my to touch my child pussy right in front of you and beg to make me your underage rape victim? Oh god, yes, I will, daddy. I'll do anything you want. Let me just pull my schoolgirl skirt up and spread my little legs like fucking whore for you. Please, please pull it out. Pull out that big grown man dick, daddy. I want to see what's going to destroy me. Holy fuck, daddy. That's humongous. That's a fucking tree trunk. It's way longer and thicker than my forearm. Shit, it's bigger than my upper arm. That thing is gonna fucking kill me. Yes, daddy, I want you to rape me with it. Fuck yes. You have no idea how bad I want it, daddy. I fucking need it. I need you to destroy my 12-year-old child pussy. I need you to tear up my preteen asshole apart. I need you to brutalize my sixth grade throat. I need you to fucking rape me, daddy. Please assault my underage holes with your massive pedophile cock. Violate me. Hurt me. Make me bleed. I don't care. Just please, daddy, rape me. I need you to wrap a huge hand around my skinny neck and choke me out while you ram my cervix into my chest. Put my pint-sized body into a full Nelson and rape my 12-year-old asshole, daddy. Oh, I need to feel you battering up my intestines. Pin my tiny head against the wall and drive your giant dog cock through my back of my fucking head. Oh my god, force it so far down my throat, I want to feel it hitting my collarbone. Make me taste my underage ass's juices all over your mammoth grown man dick. Come on, daddy, rape me. Please fucking rape me. This little 12-year-old junior high bitch needs to be your rape victim. I need you to be the vicious sex offender that you are and take what's yours. Ragdoll and manhandle my preteen body and stab my sixth grader holes. Damage me, injure me, make me scream in pain. I'm tiny, but I'm tough, daddy. I can take it. Oh, make me take it all. I need balls deep, hard and rough. Wreck me, daddy. Oh, please, daddy, I'm begging you. Fuck, I can rape that shit out of this 12-year-old whore. I need you to rape my skull so hard, make my nosebleed and mixes with the tears and gag spit as it drips onto my flat chest down my ribcage. Huh? Force me to pull my real thin legs wide open and finally rape my sixth grader asshole as much as you need. With speed and power that you can, daddy. I swear my child pussy will squirt all over you while you assault my dirty age shit type. Then yank my head forward and make me watch my young Tommy bulge as your monstrous pedophile dick fucking pounds my preteen cunt. I need you to feel deep in my cut. Rearrange my goddamn insides, daddy. Oh god, daddy, I know it's illegal. I'm only 12. This is fucking illegal. And you're watching this corny little 12-year-old girl come and she begs as you to rape her. Oh, this is child porn. Live child porn. You filthy, big dick, sick of a sex offender. You've turned me into a preteen kitty porn star. And I fucking love it. I need you to rape me, daddy. Please, please, daddy, rough me up and hammer my underage holes until you come. I need your cum so fucking bad. Blow your hot thick load into my sixth grade whore mouth. Coat my braces with your pre-pedo cum. Daddy, holy shit. Make me go home to my father with your dry grown-up sperm stuck in my crisis. Oh fuck, that's so hot. His 12-year-old daughter hobbling around, freshly raped by his friend, smelling like sex crimes. Mouth-stained child rapist jizz. Oh fuck yes, daddy. Daddy, rape me. Rape your 12-year-old child porn star, daddy. I'm coming. I'm coming thinking about you raping me. Come with me, daddy. Come with your sixth grader slut. Oh, come with your kitty porn store whore. Come in your preteen mouth, right on my braces. Yes, daddy. Oh, yes, daddy, right there. Make it splash off my 12-year-old tongue. Oh, it's wide and open for you, daddy. Oh, my God. You came so much, daddy. You must have been covered the whole freaking screen. Can you even see me anymore? Fuck, I wish I could lick all that pedophile cum up, daddy. Did you see how hard he made my child pussy squirt? Jeez, it's all over the place. Yeah, we both have some cleaning up to do. You're a bad, bad man, Mr. Norman. Daddy. Fuck my whole body, it's tingling. My legs are still shaking. Oh, fuck yes, daddy, we're gonna do this for real. My parents are going out of town this weekend. I'll let you know when to come over. Yeah, my house. Because I want you to rape me in my bedroom. Also, maybe my parents' bed. Then in the kitchen. And then... Okay, daddy. Say goodbye to my child pussy. I'll talk to you soon. Mwah.